I think many of you, or some of you, will have heard of the story of the rain. The last darshan that Mother gave, it was pouring rain. I mean, it was just a deluge. And we were all soaked. Many people put up umbrellas, and the street was flooded. So Mother goes inside after the darshan, and Udar is there. And she says to Udar, "You see, Udar, I send down the grace, and they put their umbrellas up to stop it." So Udar said, there's a sequel, he said, "I will never again use an umbrella." So it would be pouring rain, and he would go into Mother's rooms, soaking the carpet and the floor. So Gauri said, "Daddy, don't you think you could just keep your head free and wear a raincoat so you won't ruin Mother's floors?" And he said, "Okay, from now on, I'll just keep my head open and wear a raincoat." So I'm very grateful that you've all come for in the rain for the Om Choir tonight. And we have a very, very special Om Choir on Tuesday. It will be New Year's night. And all the people will wish everyone a Happy New Year in their own language. We have many, many different countries represented, many continents represented. So I welcome you all.
Ma, 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 ma.
use the diaphragm.
Ma, 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 ma.
You pull it in, it will come back on its own.
Ma, 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 ma,
good.
Ma, 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 ma.
Are our mouths wide open to get all the sound out?
Ma, 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 ma.
That's it, that's it. But let the tongue lie very flat with the tip of the tongue on the back teeth.
Ma, 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 ma.
Good.
Ma, 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 ma. Ma, 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 ma. It's a question of listening to that tone and being able to reproduce it. Very good, very good. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. No, 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 no.
Mm-hmm.
do every week, because we want one voice, one sacred body, opening to the divine music, and the Lord pouring down the music through that one collective soul. So we begin. Sound or a perfect sound. We have three perfect sounds, the fourth, the fifth, and the octave. So now we'll go up again. Savitri Bhavan, for 8 years, the walls have listened to Om, and now they're singing with us. We can feel it in the atmosphere. Let's do one more tuning, and then we'll start our Oms. Now, this is going to be a very difficult one, because I want you to hear how dissonance becomes harmony when you sing it long enough. So keep, remember what I, oh well, this was of course in Savitri Bhavan, but breathe at a different time from the person on either side of you, and the music will continue like that. Making video recordings of the older ashramites, and today we had our 8th recording with Amita Sen, and she told us the story of the play that Mother gave them to do, Light Without Obscurity. It's about a blind girl and a neighbor's son who lives nearby, and we have a flower called Light Without Obscurity, and Amita described the flower exactly, and she said, Mother said, take the flower in your hands like this, and very slowly bring it to your eyes, and then the girl sees. And Amita said, Mother, this is sort of fantasy. Imagine saying to Mother, this is sort of fantasy. And Mother said, not quite. When the new light is more powerful on the earth, this will be a regular occurrence. Blind people will see.
To become ourselves is the one thing to be done. But the true ourself is that which is within us, and to exceed our outer self of body, life and mind is the condition for this highest being, which is our true and divine being, to become self-revealed and active. It is only by growing within and living within that we can find it. Once that is done, to create from there the spiritual or divine mind, life, body, and through this instrumentation to arrive at the creation of a world which shall be the true environment of a divine living. This is the final object that force of nature has set before us.
Oh.
for those of you who are here for the first time, there are no wrong notes. If we open as one soul to the Divine Presence, then whatever note comes out of you must be the right note, according to your aspiration, your devotion, your surrender, your love. So no fear, no shyness, no hesitation, just open like the flower opens to the sun.
This then is the first necessity, that the individual, each individual, shall discover the spirit, the divine reality within him, and express that in all his being and living. A divine life must be first and foremost an inner life, for since the outward must be the expression of what is within, there can be no divinity in the outer existence if there is not the divinization of the inner being.
Oh.
divinity in man dwells veiled in his spiritual center. There can be no such thing as self-exceeding for man or a higher issue for his existence if there is not in him the reality of an eternal self and spirit. It is only by an inner growth, movement, action, that the individual can freely and effectively universalize and transcendentalize his being. There must be, for the divine living, a transference of the center and immediate source of dynamic effectuation of the being from out inward.
Oh.
or there, the soul is seated. But it is veiled or half veiled, and our immediate being and source of action is, for the present, on the surface. In man, says the Upanishad, the self-existent has cut the doors of consciousness outward. But the few turn the eye inward, and it is there, it is these who see and know the spirit and develop the spiritual being. Thus, to look into ourselves and see and enter into ourselves and live within is the first necessity for transformation of nature and for the divine life.